Live from the Fort is made possible with support from the Skinny Pancake. Local food, craft beer, and live music in Burlington, Montpelier, and skinnypancake.com.
We take apart a lifetime, disregard the bad times, erase them all. We take apart a lifetime, catalog the good times, and decorate the wall. We break apart a lifetime, celebrate the good times, and end the day. We break apart a lifetime, relegate the bad times, and send them all away. But you and I photograph, even though we love to last, as long as that, as long as that. You and I photograph,
I'm Eric Olson. I play the guitar.
And I'm Amanda Gustafson. I play the keys.
Tyler Bowles, and I play the bass.
Jeremy Frederick, I play the drums.
This is actually our 13th year this week. We started on September 28th, 2002. So the math is correct on that, 13. For a long time, we played with no bassist. But when we did play with a bassist, we played with Tyler, And then we realized that was just silly. We should just play with Tyler. So now we play with Tyler. And we're all the better from it.
Right, except Tyler.
I write.
He writes plenty. I mean, you know, he helps us create songs and obviously writes his own parts. But the primary songwriting is the three of us, and so
for now,
yeah. And we tend to just sing the songs that we wrote. The way that we write songs is we do them a few different ways. The three of us tend to just bring whole songs to the band. And then the band might have small suggestions, but the song is basically intact. So that's one of the ways we write. Another way that we write, and we do this all four of us, we play collaboratively all the time, and songs come out of that.
I think the songs come, there's a trajectory, but they're not a range. They're just, here's like chord patterns, here's a melody, what should we do with this? And sometimes some songs just get it. Thumbs down. I feel like we were, in, you know, fully collaborative in all the songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They do not sound the way at the end that they did when they started.
Yeah. I had been around and was strong, but you showed me I was wrong. Who knew the dark night of the soul could be so wonderful? My body's beat and my mind was trained to fear everything. I was so deranged. I didn't think I could go on in this solitary song. But in the breaking of the dawn, I knew I could carry on. I wanted some kind of control. I was such a fool. 'Cause when there's nothing left to do, I just gotta let you do what you do. Nothing that I had done before did anything to prepare me for you. And I don't know about the pain, but true love fell down like rain. Then you beat me down. Sing a happy song. Jeremy and I have been playing together for 20 years. Now I've been playing in Burlington for 24 years. He's been playing in Burlington same amount.
No, like, yeah, 17, 18 years, something like that.
Long. So
this guy, too. When I moved
too,
to town.
It's out of the womb.
20 years. He was. You, yeah. What was the?
You were a young punk.
You were.
Oh, probably you played a lot of shows where you couldn't. You had to get special permission.
The X's on the hands. Yeah, the club toast.
The first show we ever played was at Radio Bean. And I think we can't talk about the change in the music culture without mentioning that place, because they offer so many different ways that you can play. You know, you can come do open mics. You can sit in with bluegrass. You can book your band. They'll, you know, they seem like they pretty much...
Absolutely.
We'll book you. If you're determined to get in, they'll book you. So they've just grown and grown and grown and grown. I think they've had a huge influence on the diversity of music in Burlington. I think one of the biggest changes in the larger venues is Nectars. Nectars used to be kind of a narrow band of bands that they would book there, with a very rare sort of band like us or something. And now, you know, you can see any kind of music at Nectars.
They're doing a great job over there.
It's,
and also
awesome.
In Winooski, like the Monkey and the guys at Waking Windows. I think those, like, you know, they're really doing something special over there. And in a couple weeks, they're bringing their Waking Windows Festival to Portland, Maine. And we're going with them on the 10th, October 10th. That weekend, they're doing a little annex. Little,
yeah,
little
Waking
festival
Windows. Waking
in
Windows.
Portland.
Those
so
guys
we love
are
those guys.
Jack Sharp, he jumped into my lap. I expected lots of things, but I didn't expect that. Oh, Jack Sharp, he jumped into my lap. I expected lots of things, but I didn't expect that. And Jack Sharp, he'll get you right between the eyes. Oh, look sharp, he wears a good disguise. And Jack Sharp, he'll get you right between the eyes.
Could we do something really quick? Could we sing Happy Birthday?